Close your eyes. Take a couple of long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel the breathing in the body. Focus your attention there, wherever it's clearest. Then ask yourself if long breathing feels good. You can experiment. You can try thinking short breathing. What happens? How does the body respond? Deeper? How does it respond? More shallow? Heavier? Lighter? Faster? Slower? See what feels best for the body right now. Pay careful attention to this. The breath is one of the few things in life you can control. There's so many things in the world that you can't control. The weather, the economy. But you can control your mind and you can control your breath. And yet we often do a very poor job of both. You tell people to experiment with different kinds of breathing, they freeze up around the breath. No matter which way they breathe, it's not comfortable. And then when you tell them to get some control over their mind, they freeze up. They go into repression. They deny that there are unskillful states in the mind. And then there are huge walls put up in the mind. You have to learn how to control things in a wise way. With the breath, that means just listening very carefully, thinking of the breath in a new way. All too often we think of the body as being like a big bellows. This little tiny hole here in the nose, the air can come in only through that hole. And our body is like the hard part of the bellows. And as you harden the body this way, then the breath can't permeate through it. Think of the body as being like a big sponge. Holes all around. All connected. As you breathe in, the energy comes in from all directions. And this cocoon of energy around the body is bigger than the physical body itself. So it contains the body rather than the other way around. What does that perception do? If it makes things easier, then hold on to that perception. If it doesn't, well, try to find a perception that does allow you to be with the breath with a sense of ease. Because the control here is not so much a physical control of the breath, it's just a mental control. You think longer breath, and the breath will get longer. That's all you have to do. Shorter, faster, slower. It'll respond and see what kind of response is best. The same with the mind. You tell it to stay with the breath, and other things will come in. There are lots of different ways of keeping them from overwhelming your focus on the breath. Sometimes you simply note that something else has come in, you drop it, and you get back to the breath. Other times you have to think about why you would not really want to think about that thought for a long time. One perception I like to use is that it's like an old movie you've seen many times before, and the acting is horrible, the storyline. You know the story inside and out. It's pretty bad. Would you pay to see this? Well, no. Then why do you let it take over your mind? You can also simply ignore the thoughts. They can be in one part of the mind, but your other part of the mind where your main focus is can stay with the breath. Just like the sound of the airplane, it doesn't have to destroy your awareness of the breath. It's just there in the background. Let your other thoughts be in the background. If you notice that it takes energy to think of a distracting thought, well, just release that energy, relax that energy. And only as a last resort do you really push thought out of the mind with force. So learn to be in control, but without being a control freak. Learn how to adjust things. This is one of the reasons why the Buddha said that the basic principle he gained the awakening was to the principle of causality, how causal relations work in the mind. Some causes have an influence over time. Some are instantaneous. And as soon as they stop, the result stops. What this means is that you have some choice in the present moment. Take advantage of that choice. Without that potential for choice in the present moment, there'd be no way you could train the mind. There'd be no path to the end of suffering. So you do have choices in the present moment, but get more sensitive to them. Open your imagination to different ways of thinking about your mind, different ways of thinking about the breath. So you can exert control in a wise and effective way. And release some part of your experience where you're in control. And you bring happiness there, sense of well-being there. That helps you face a lot of things in the world that you can't control without being dislodged by them.